This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat
recently.
I want to tell you,
want it?
I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and sort of good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, brought it up last week, want to bring it up again today. What does the actor Rocky Balboa and today's Benedict Arnolds, the modern-day version of a politician, what do they have in common? Well, they're both actors. As a matter of fact, an actor is defined as a person who behaves in a way that is not genuine. And isn't that what you see over and over and over again on a daily basis in the United States of America? They don't act genuine in any sense of the word. They pretend to be something that they are not. And again, if we go back to Scripture, Matthew 7:13, we would simply see what Jesus said, judge them by the fruit. 7:16, you can read 7:13 all the way through the 16th Scripture verse, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. But again, we're talking about the common ground in which the Benedict Arnolds of the day have with actor Rocky Balboa. Here, let me explain. A couple of years ago, I had seen a documentary on the Hollywood actor Sylvester Stallone, who played the role of Rocky Balboa, the Italian Stallion, the boxing heavyweight champion of the world. Okay? During this documentary, I noticed that while he was filming for another Rocky movie in Philadelphia, the people from Philadelphia greeted him as Rocky Balboa. I mean, for real, friends, this is exactly what they did. They greeted him, the people from Philadelphia did, as Rocky Balboa. Hey, Rock! I mean, I wondered how many of them actually seen the Rocky movies, and those that did see the Rocky movies really knew what his real name was. They knew him more as to be Rocky Balboa than they did Sylvester Stallone, right? Or for those that thought his name was Sylvester Stallone and that alone. Again, they knew him as the character that he portrayed, not as who he really was. Now, furthermore, how many of them that actually deceived themselves into believing that Rocky was also the heavyweight champion of the world? Friends, I just want to tell you something. I'm going to burst your bubble. Read Jeremiah 9:14 when you get a moment. This was, in fact, the reality that many of the people in Philadelphia had when it came to that of Sylvester Stallone. Again, listen carefully. The man's real name is Michael Sylvester Gardenzio Stallone. He's an Italiano. I mean, the guy likes pizzas and Cokes, right? Michael Sylvester Gardenzio Stallone. And by the way, here's the rain on your parade. He's never been in a ring to fight professionally one time in his life. And by the way, he's not the heavyweight champion of anyone's world, except for those that paid for the ticket to see this actor play the part of one. And speaking of actors, how many politicians today run on the promises that they fail to keep once they win the office in which they sought? They put themselves up to be something that they're clearly not, like that of the actor Sylvester Stallone. They say that they are someone that they are truly not and act another way. Christian conservative is what politicians, they always run on conservative or Christian conservative without fail. Because they know that they're appealing to the mass of the people, which is 78%. I've even heard up to 86% of the people in this country actually profess to be Christians. That's just not true, let me tell you. They can profess whatever they want to profess, but indeed they are not Christians whatsoever. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and unto every good work. They're reprobates. They don't have the Spirit of Christ, period. Again, they run on Christian conservative. This is what they usually like to sell to people. Yet what they deliver time and time again is not at all what they sold themselves to be. It's what they do that shows you who they really are. Action speaks a lot louder than words, period. And when people begin to judge men, not thou shalt not judge, because we hear this all the time, how ridiculous. That's like telling a cop that pulls you over for speeding after he points his finger at the law and says, you violated that law by 15 miles an hour going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, and he gives you a ticket. You rip the ticket up, throw it at his feet, and say, who are you to judge me? This is what the professed church has been teaching Americans in this country for years, and it's not scriptural. It's a lack of Christianity, and keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. That's why he was crucified by those that he came unto. Remember the Bible tells us in John 1 that he came unto his own, and his own received him not? Well, not only did they reject him, but they crucified him. And getting back to the point, friends, how can the act be apart from the actor? But yet politicians and actors want you to drink the Kool-Aid all day, believing that they are what they say rather than what they do. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14 when you get a moment. I mean, we see this today with Pelosi. We see this with Maxine Waters. We see this with Donald Trump and his administration. They sell you what they want you to hear. They sell you what they want you to believe that they are. But again, when we put the mirror on them and we begin to inspect the fruit, we find different fruit in the basket in which they declared. I mean, it's like the laws in this country, friends. They need to be enforced, right? By the way, we got some good news for you during the end of the show today. Judges are beginning to do their job in the higher courts. And I praise God for every single one of them, doing their job. That's all they have to do is simply apply the law that they discover. And if they don't do that, we remove them, right? But they're doing their job, so we want to high-five them doing their jobs. But I was just saying, it's like that of the laws in this country that need to be enforced. We don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce them laws that we have. We hear people complain about man's 10,000 commandments all day long. Policies. Another policy was passed, and they call them laws, friends. They're not law. They may look like law. They may have the color of law, the smell of law, but they're not law because they're policy, and policy undermines constitutional law in our country, period. But again, the American people take it for law because the corrupt politician told you it was law. No, it's not. It stands antithetical to law. In stark contrast to law, therefore it is null and void. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said it is nugatory, null and void, null and void. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you the public life and the personal life in comparison to that of Rocky Balboa and Sylvester Stallone. And I'm going to bring it over to Benedict Arnold, and I want to show you how the people during the Revolutionary War actually believed that he was a really good guy. That is until he was busted for who he really was. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. What we're talking about right now is what does actor Rocky Balboa and today's Benedict Arnold's politicians have in common? Well, they're both actors. And, of course, I put actor Rocky Balboa as Rocky Balboa rather than Sylvester Stallone because that's what people in Philadelphia know him as. Pretty crazy. Before we get to that, friends, I want to point you over to the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Both those pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook page. We got about 700,000 followers that are following, actually. We have about 735,000 friends, but there's about 700,000 that are actually active followers right now. That's Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean one double E, Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. And our YouTube page, check it out, friends. You're going to love it. And again, don't listen to what I have to say. Go ahead and check it out for yourselves and see what people have to say. And as a matter of fact, if you go ahead and check out one of these short videos for yourselves, then you can tell us what you have to say. That's pretty cool. I mean, I think that's pretty fair. There's no better witness than an eyewitness to what you're saying. So check it out. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. Sons of Liberty Media on YouTube or Bradley Dean, whatever the case might be, it will pop up. And if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And I'm not being smart when I'm saying that. I really mean it. We got to get back to our foundations, folks. We need to get back to the Rock of Ages and the founding documents, and which have been established to preserve who we are as a people. 243 years later, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. That's pretty cool. Before we start rocking the topic again, I also want to let you know that Nevada, we just got picked up by six radio stations today in Nevada. KELY, 1230 AM in Ely, Nevada. KNNT, 98.5 FM, Battle Mountain, Nevada. KNNR, 1400 AM, Sparks, Reno, Nevada. Cool. KPKK, 101.1 FM, Armagosa Valley, Nevada, and KAVB 98.7, MHZ Hawthorne, Nevada. We appreciate your trust and we'll do our best never to let you down. The fact of the matter is, newcomers, is we are always pointing out that which is written. Let it be written, let it be done. That's what we're sticking to. And that's why there's no debate on this radio program or compromise through debate. Craziness. Craziness, craziness, craziness. Folks, there's so much to cover today. I seriously wish I had 3 hours today. There's just that much stuff going on. Good news, too, by the way. There's a little bad, but there's good news. That means the American people are actually standing up and being the law that they have been called to be, because we, the people, at the preamble and during the preamble of the U.S. Constitution has meaning. We, the people, are the government in this country, and those that serve we, the people, derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. I hope people are catching on to this. Those that serve we, the people, derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. They work for us. And I'll tell you what, once they figure out that they work for us, things are going to turn, America. Things are going to turn then and only then. But you know how that works. Matthew 3:2, read it. Alrighty then. Okay, let's get back to this topic. I love this. I spend a lot of time watching documentaries. History, current history, what's going on in the present, whatever the case might be. I just love learning. If you ever get to the point where you're above learning, you're done learning. You're not living anymore. You're dying. We're going to learn until the day we die. And the fact of the matter is, I love learning. And I love conveying what I learned by the Holy Ghost. And I love conveying and being the window to you as I'm yielded to Him. What does actor Rocky Balboa and today's Benedict Arnold's politicians have in common? They're both actors. You need to understand that. I've spent so much time over the last couple of weeks calling it for what it is, the circus of politics. And a circus of politics is exactly what it is. It's a bunch of yielded players, pawns, that have strings attached to them that you just can't always see, working for special interest groups, telling you what you want to hear, but doing just the exact opposite in so many and on so many fronts. Again, they're both actors. The definition of an actor, a person who behaves in a way that is not genuine. That's right. A person who plays the part of someone that they are not. That's right. And I just shared with you, speaking of actors, how many politicians today run on the promises that they fail to keep once they win the office in which they sought? They put themselves up to be something that they're clearly not. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And again, like that of actor Sylvester Stallone, they say that they are someone that they are not and act another way. I mean, Sylvester Stallone, wherever he goes, they call him Rocky Balboa. They don't know his real name. And it's like politicians, by the way, is a slang word. Okay? They're supposed to be called statesmen or stateswomen. That means they work for the people. You know, the guy that said he went to the moon? John Glenn, if he went there, I wish you'd have stayed there. It's interesting. He said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we act around here. In other words, he just told you exactly what he's doing. He just told you that he's lying to you. He told you what he's doing is criminal. And for some reason or another, the American people gave him a pass because for some reason or another, he was led to be and shown about to the people in this country as some hero that went to the moon. And now he serves we, the people. We must just blindly follow behind him as sheep will do. Listen, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. And I want to tell you what, the wolves devour. And they're devouring today. And we need to make sure, again, that we put them where they need to be. But again, friends, listen to this. They're actors. What they say and what they do. Folks, it's a daily basis. This isn't a thing of the past. It's what's happening today. They say one thing, And then what happens? They lie about it once they're busted. And then once their tenure is up, their incumbency, their term is up, guess what they do? They tell the American people that they lied to you after the fact. You know, due to the fact that, friends, we have a constitution, we have a written law. If we go back to Article 2, Section 4, hey, folks, there is no time period or time span that we can't go back and actually prosecute them for their crimes concerning their violations of law that they're supposed to uphold. I mean, we can go back in reciprocity and actually deal with them according to law. And it's not ex post facto, neither. It's just taking them for their violation of law. It reminds me of Hitler's war Nazis. I mean, they were war criminals, the Nazis, right? The SS. Hey, 1 year went by, it still made him a criminal. 10 years went by, it still made him a criminal. 20 years went by, it still made him a criminal. And they were still being sought out by people for their crimes against humanity. And 40 years later, some of them were busted, and they were still prosecuted. And the fact of the matter is that applies to everyone. Folks, we're a country of laws, a republic of laws and not of men. And once we get back to that Constitution, we're going to understand what's in our hands, because it's already there. We have the law on our side. And we're speaking of course, corrupt politicians and actors. How in parallel, they're the same thing. They're both actors. You know, have you ever heard that saying? Abigail Adams said, "It is true that man and the office are one and the same." Let me say that again. The man and the office are one and the same. They're not two different people. And like that of the actor, I ask, how is the act apart from the actor? They're still the same person regardless of what they want someone to believe. And one thing is for sure, their actions again speak a lot louder than their words. Hey, folks, on so many occasions, politicians act out that they're good, and yet they implement that which is unlawful, which, again, undermines the Constitution. And, of course, they advocate compartmentalization. That's the word, compartmentalization. They want you to accept their personal life is separate from their public life. It's not true. It's totally not true. Who you are in private, friends, listen to me carefully. Who you are in private is who you really are. Who you are in private is who you really are. Sam? I could totally bring up this analogy right now. It's almost too close to home. But we know a person that acts a certain way when no one's around, and then this person acts a different way when other people are around. It's almost like someone just flips a switch. It's like, you know, this person gets real grumpy, and then all of a sudden someone stops over to the house, or she gets on the phone, or whatever the case might be, and all of a sudden she puts on this smiley face, and it's like, whoa, wait a second. You're grumpy here, but when people, you know, you kind of get the point. When you get around other people, you start becoming a different person. So we figured out that the real person is the one that's right here being grumpy. And then we see the hypocrisy when this person becomes somebody else and other people are up. I'm going to get to Benedict Arnold and his personal life. This is craziness.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Our economy is booming, confidence is soaring, and there has never been a better time to be young and to be American. Never been a better time. The opportunity now.
President Donald Trump earlier today at the White House speaking to millennials. Now today it was announced that Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, who's 81 years old, announced that he will retire, meaning President Trump will have another pick for the Supreme Court. Moments ago, Senator Mitch McConnell addressed the retirement.
Judicial decisions must not flow from judges' personal philosophies or preferences, but from an honest assessment of the words and actual meaning of the law.
Today, the House of Representatives voted against an immigration bill. The vote was 121 to 301, with all Democrats voting no, and dozens of Republicans as well who feared the bill would provide a path to citizenship for Dreamers. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just talking about hypocritical people, pretenders, actors, politicians, one and the same, right? And it's not really funny. It really isn't. But when you see these people playing the hypocrites, they walk around expecting everybody else to succumb to their hypocrisies. And it's like, I'm not good for that. We had a politician one time walk into our offices, and I remember the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, just blowing his horn, man. If anybody's going to get it done, Bruce is going to get it done. His name was Bruce. And I think he's still a representative out in the county in which I live in this area. And I knew what his record was. And I remember he walked into the office, and I just looked at him, and I said, so when are you going to start standing up for the people? When are you going to get to the point where you're not capitulating anymore? When you're going to actually stand up and do what you promised to do? I can't stand it, friends. I can't stand it. People that say one thing and then they do the opposite, it's like, you know what? Bye. See ya. Don't have time for you. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you, right? But I just can't stand people that pretend like everybody else doesn't know what's going on. It's really a crude analogy, but I got kids. You know, every once in a while, you go swimming with your kids. And when he gets out of the pool, he has something all over the side of his face from his nose, right? And mom says to him, hey, you got to clean off your face. You got some stuff hanging out of your nose right now. Which, by the way, those are the best of friends to have, and they're hard to find. But the point is, you know what? They walk around. Here's another analogy, and it's a good one. The guy had an unopened I'm sorry, an open piece of cheese in his pocket, and he was trying to figure out what was smelling. And he literally went through the whole day, didn't know what was going on, until he looked down and looked in his pocket, and he had an opened little string cheese. And it just began to make everything bring about a foul stench wherever he went, and he didn't know what it was. And that's what these politicians are like. And they just don't realize it, and they walk around with a smile on their face. And again, they want you to succumb to their hypocrisies. They want you to pretend with them. And I'm not going to pretend with them, period, okay? So let's get back to this. Talking about compartmentalization. They want you to accept their personal life as separate from their public life. It's not true. Again, who they are in private is who they are in public, regardless of the act, if you judge them by their fruit again. And if you look to what they advocate and produce, then you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Public character is no evidence of true greatness, for a public character is often an artificial one. And who exposes that? Read Luke 12:2 when you get a moment. Let's go to Benedict Arnold. Did you know that in his public capacity, Benedict Arnold, a general of the American Army, an early war hero in the American Revolution, and he was a leader in the Battle of Saratoga. Whoa! He's to be honored, right? He's a real deal hero of the day. He's a patriot. He's upholding dying laws, right? Well, did you know that during the same time that he played the general of the American Army, for which he was, and an early war hero in the American Revolution and a leader in the Battle of Saratoga, do you know what he was doing behind closed doors? He was embezzling supplies destined for the starving troops at none other than Valley Forge. He was pocketing profits made from illegal sales. During that same time, he was also betraying West Point to the enemy. Okay? So was his public life or his private life a more accurate indicator of his true character? Because obviously his private life is what stood out more, again, if you judged him by what he did. You want to talk about a Judas? There's a Benedict Arnold, Luke 22:48. Take that to the modern day politician. They put on this front. They put themselves up to be something that they are not. Yet behind closed doors, and by the way, every dictator that you know of, from Joseph Stalin to Adolf Hitler to Mao Zedong to Mussolini, they all put themselves up to be war heroes, every single one of them. And for those that didn't know, even George W. Bush Jr., you know, it's interesting to note they try to put him up as a war hero too, and as a veteran of the military, when in fact nobody in his battalion has ever remembered a day that George W. Bush Jr. was ever in their battalion. Just so you know, for the record, they always, folks, look at John McCain. He wants you to believe that he's a war hero from Vietnam when, in fact, he sold out the American people. They call him Songbird McCain, those that know who he is. What about John Kerry? Same exact thing, friends. And yet you have them? You have them as your representatives? Well, I got to say this, and many won't like this, but the fact of the matter is it's true. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree then, does it? Because if they serve we the people, it's you tolerating them serving themselves and special interest groups. Because what they're doing is they're putting themselves up to be some heroic figures when, in fact, they're selling you down the river. Look at Bill Clinton, by the way. I just seen a picture the other day of all these turncoats concerning those that were running for the border during the Vietnam War. There's a whole slew of them. And Americans believe, for some reason, they've been led to believe by the CIA-controlled media that they were heroes. No, they weren't. They were a bunch of defectors from their country. They love their country so much, friends, that they're not willing to fight for it when need be. Nope, they're the first ones gone. And a politician is one who is willing to lay down your life and your family members and their lives for his country, but it never comes back to them, does it? Nope, it doesn't. So there's Benedict Arnold. Remember Bill Clinton? Speaking of a Judas, read Luke 22:48 when you get a moment. When Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss, He sold them out for 30 pieces of silver, just like politicians sell you down the river on a daily basis. Isn't it interesting to note that Bill Clinton is committing the act of treason? Now we see Hillary Clinton committing the act of treason. And yet they're free to do whatever they want to do. Isn't it interesting, the treasonous acts of Bill Clinton? He continuously puts himself up to be something that he is clearly not. And by the way, his fruit outweighs anything he says to the American people. In America, you know that. And that's a good thing. But it's sad to say that it's had to go this far before you finally picked up on it, and so many of you. But if you picked up on it, I'm glad you did. Look at his wife. Selling uranium ore to the Russians. Look at Pelosi, but look at Harry Reid selling uranium ore to the Chinese. In America, they put themselves up to be the representatives of the people. I mean, this is craziness. And what am I talking about right now? I'm talking about what does actor Rocky Balboa and today's Benedict Arnold's politicians have in common? They're both actors. They're both actors, just like Benedict Arnold. His public life was not who he was in his private life. And the more accurate indicator of his true character was in his private life, because that's what he was doing in his private life. And again, remember this, America. The man and the office are one and the same. You're not going to get away from that. And somehow or another, the United States has now become a place where entertainers and politicians are mistaken for people of genuine identities. I could do another show right now called Celebrities Are the Real Legislators. They are. And the celebrities and the politicians work hand in glove. If you're willing to sell out to your country, I'll tell you what, someone will help you up the ladder to success. If you promote that which God condemns, Hollywood will promote you. For a moment or two. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back, and rest assured, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Look to all of them that wanted to go ahead and dare the justice of God. How did it work out for them? It didn't, did it? Nope. And I know that the Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but they made their choices every step of the way. Deuteronomy 30:19. Read it when you get a moment. I mean, folks, instead of advocating light, it now advocates the darkness as the light. John 1:4 and Isaiah 5:20. Listen to this. It is not then in the glare of public, but in the shade of private life that we are to look to the man. Private life is always real life. And behind the curtain where the eyes of the millions are not upon him, there he will always be sure to act himself. And consequently, if he act greatly in private, he must be great indeed. So this is a positive, not a negative. Hence, it has been said that our private deeds, if noble, are noblest of our lives. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Because it is in the private virtues that lay the foundations of all human excellence. Now let's take that Constitution, that U.S. Constitution, and let's lay it up against the deeds of politicians today. It's a general statement, friends. I want you to just go ahead and take the law and take those politicians that you are thinking that are so upright and line them up. It's like taking a straight stick and laying it next to a crooked one. The straight stick will always show the deviated stick, will it not? I've given you the analogy in the past. It's time to elect a new world leader and your vote counts. Here are the facts and the characteristics of the three leading candidates. Candidate A associates with crooked politicians and consults with astrologists. He's had two mistresses, chain smokes, and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Would you want him to be the president or a representative? Candidate B was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every evening. Would you want him to be your representative in any capacity? What about candidate C? He's a decorated war hero. He's a vegetarian. He doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has not had any extramarital affairs. Well, candidate A, friends, by the way, it just happens to be Franklin D. Roosevelt. Nobody wanted him. Candidate B was Winston Churchill. And, of course, nobody wanted him. But candidate B is the one that everybody wants. You know who that was? That was none other than Adolf Hitler himself. He was the one that said it's a good thing for people in government that the people never think.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Okay, so let's run through this. I'm going to give it to you. Headline news. First Amendment victory. U.S. Supreme Court prohibits states from forcing public employees to finance union activities with which they disagree. I mean, that's like the mob bosses in action, right? Walking around their plants and telling people, this is what you're going to do. You're going to pay us fees, and this is what you're paying for. And if they disagree with it, we just won't tell them what they're paying for. Folks, are you kidding me in America? But here's the good news. People are up there in D.C. upholding the law and fighting their freedoms and for their freedoms. And guess what, friends? They're winning because God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for. So First Amendment victory, U.S. Supreme Court prohibits states from forcing public employees to finance union activities in which they disagree. Of course. I would take that as a given, right? Do you want some good news or do you want some bad news? Well, we have another victory. Supreme Court delivers another blow against sodomites and in favor of freedom. Well, we shouldn't be here talking about this right now in the first place, because to be quite honest with you, I never thought in a million years, abortion's not on my watch, but I am taking responsibility for those that have left off their watch, okay, and condemning the act. Because when you begin to advocate what God condemns, that's a war in which you will not win, my friends. I mean, if you take the correlation, isn't it interesting how many people are afraid that they might lose their right to bear arms? How many people are afraid that the wall is not up and it's not being put up in a timely fashion? You want protection, but you don't want to stand up and fight for the protection of babies in the womb? Folks, you're out of your mind. God condemns it. Proverbs 6:17. Also read Deuteronomy 5. Read Exodus 20. Use a little common sense and read Matthew 5 as well when you get a moment. I mean, did anybody ever think in a million years you would be hearing in the United States of America, that's called the light of the world? Read Isaiah 51, verse 4 when you get a moment. Isn't it interesting that we're being told and people are trying to normalize two men and two women getting married? Never in the history of mankind. Never in the history of mankind. Married? That's an institution that belongs to the church, not the government. You remember that erected wall of lines between church and state? That bars the government from what they're doing, friends. They're using it in a reverse fashion against the people in this country. And people are awaking to that, as a matter of fact. That's why we're beginning to win, because there's people that are in the good fight of faith. Supreme Court delivers another blow against sodomites in favor of freedom. Of course. Folks, keep in mind, sodomites don't have the shield. They have the spear. Again, keep in mind, they're using totalitarian methods. They're accusing you of what they're guilty of. They pull your hair, they smack your face, and then they cry in the face of the media that's right there working hand in glove to destroy this country, crying as the victims of the big bullies. And keep in mind as well, friends, that the bullying method and the methodology in which they use concerning bullying, friends, is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. And now who else is using it? The Muslims are. Of course, line upon line, precept upon precept, right in line with the sodomites, are the Muslims attempting to do the same things using the same methods, playing the victim when in fact they're the ones that are advocating or perpetuating the crimes. But we have another victory. Why do we have another victory? Because people are standing up and they're fighting for their freedoms. And guess what, friends? They're winning their freedoms. They're winning their freedoms. Here's some bad news to all of you gun owners. There's 325.7 million people in this country. 270 million guns. I've heard a number up to as high as 400 million guns in the United States of America. That is a mercy of God that you are still an armed people. But keep in mind, that's why you are still walking in the freedoms that God gave to you, because you have the right to bear arms to enforce it against tyranny. And tyranny is at work attempting to disarm you. To prove the point, sonsoflibertymedia.com. New Jersey unconstitutionally bans guns that hold more than 10 rounds. Make citizens criminals if they don't turn them in. Well, we've already found out in America, this is what I'm trying to avoid. And it doesn't have to go this far. Either you deal with the corrupt politicians and remove them, Article 2, Section 4, and then charge them for their crimes against the Constitution, the enumerated laws in which they are to uphold, or else you're going to be disarmed. It's just that simple. So you better get busy, because in New Jersey, they're going at it again. Now, we know that in states like Ohio, Denver, and other states across the United States of America, I believe New York, Connecticut, I believe there's five states total, where corrupt politicians and city council members have actually tried to ban bump stocks. Now, what you need to understand is in every state that they told the people you need to turn in your bump stocks, not one person turned in their bump stocks. And that is the message that's going to enforce the rest of our Bill of Rights and the enumerated laws to tyrants who mean to rule the roost. You throw them off. And let me remind you that that's why our forefathers told us that either we're going to be ruled by God, the giver of our rights, or we're going to be ruled by tyrants. Which one do you so choose? I choose God. And if it means that they go door to door, friends, also keep in mind, to remove bump stocks, you have to ask yourself the question, how did they have that information in the first place? They said that they weren't holding records. Of course they're holding records. But making my point, if police officers are to go door to door, keep in mind, they're no longer representatives of We the People. Now they have made themselves agents of the state. They are no longer upholding the Constitution. They are now there in an attempt to tear it away. So you have every right in the world and under God to defend yourself, just for the record. Just for the record. And I didn't say that in some little squirmish. I didn't say that with weak legs. I said it because that's what we have here. And as I've said a million times over, we're ruled by law, not by the opinions of some corrupt politician that doesn't want to do his job or her job. No, remove them. Remove them, period. But we're going to see how this one rolls out. We also seen in Deerfield, Illinois, where they were going to ban the bump stock, and a judge stood up and said, oh, no, you don't. You're not taking anybody's bump stocks. You're not taking anybody's guns. That's why we're still here, is because we have good judges, we have good government in operation, and we need to deal with the corrupt. A little leaving, leaving at the whole lump, and we don't want that leaving in the lump anymore. And keep in mind, the foxes spoil the vine, and that's exactly what they mean to do, incrementally and slowly but surely. Okay? Let's right the wrongs. America, if you act right, you are right. And these people aren't acting right. New Jersey unconstitutionally bans guns that hold more than 10 rounds, makes citizens criminal if they don't turn them in. Well, we're going to see how that fares as well. Folks, what's going to happen, and I've been telling you this for years, politicians, corrupt ones, and the CIA-controlled media are pushing for war. They're trying to turn the people on each other. That's why they have a left and a right paradigm. Again, as you know, listeners, there is no constitutional justification for that whatsoever. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We're not a democracy. We don't have a Democratic Party. We don't have a Republican Party. We don't have 101 other affiliations concerning parties as well. No, 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 no. We're a republic. And we're a republic of laws and not of men. Okay, so that's what's going on. We're going to have to keep a close eye on that one out in New Jersey. And then I also wanted to share with you, Americans, all you Trumpites, all you sheeple that just blindly follow along. Trump named another Goldman Sachs executive to senior administrative role. Okay, you're being told by this administration that the swamp is being drained, when in fact just yesterday I had told you the swamp is not being drained. They're stacking it all the more with those that you want removed from the swamp. What they say and what they do are always two different stories. For those that don't know, Goldman Sachs is a criminal enterprise. Oh, here's the kicker, friends. Not one has been appointed from Goldman Sachs. Not two. Not three, not four, but now five of them. All behind the guise of the man that you like. What did we talk about today, friends? Actors and politicians? There's no difference. And it's exactly what we're seeing being played out through this administration today. Open your eyes, okay? And folks, if they don't want to uphold the law, keep in mind what Edison rightly said, Thomas Edison. He said that you, America, are the law in this country. If they don't want to enforce the law, then you enforce it. And we are called by God and by our constitutional law not to throw out the Constitution, but the men that pervert the Constitution. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.